Drivers on valley freeways are being encouraged to U-turn Utah. Billboards say, quote, get outside in a state that respects our outdoors. The Colorado-based Center for Western Priorities is behind the campaign. Aaron Weiss is the center's media director. And Aaron, how did you come up with the strategy and what exactly are you trying to achieve?
At the Center for Western Priorities, we're a land use watchdog and advocacy group. So we're very involved in the fight to protect and preserve national public lands all across the West. And what we saw in Utah specifically was a very real and severe threat to national public lands that are posed by the lawsuit that the state legislature has approved and started to allocate money for to sue the federal government to try to force these national public lands to become state lands. And the consequences of that would be dire to all Americans and to the people of Utah.
So why did you decide that a billboard campaign was the best way to try to approach this?
Utah has begun a multi-million dollar ad campaign promoting its public lands. They call them the Mighty Five National Parks, Canyonlands, and Zion, some of America's greatest natural treasures. On the one hand, they're spending millions of dollars to try to get tourists from Arizona and other states to come visit those public lands in Utah. On the other hand, they're filing this lawsuit, or preparing to file this lawsuit, that would take national public lands away from the American people.
So I have to tell you that one of our producers who saw one of these billboards, at first, until she started looking into it, thought that the billboard was actually put up by Utah tourism officials trying to encourage people from Arizona to go to Utah.
That's by design. It's the whole campaign is designed to spoof the Utah tourism campaign. And the Utah tourism campaign is right. Utah does have some of the most spectacular public lands in America. But at the same time, we want folks to investigate and realize that those public lands are under attack by Utah's politicians.
Do you think that by putting something up that, as you say, is satirical, I mean, do you think enough people will get it as they're, you know, driving 65 or 70 miles an hour down a highway?
We certainly hope so. The whole idea is to catch your attention and to make you think. And as your producer probably discovered once you go to the website and realize what's going on here, that's why we're calling on Utah leaders to make a U-turn.
Why do you think it's important that folks in Arizona and other states are involved in what Utah's looking to do here?
Utah's recreation economy is growing, and Utah increasingly depends on visitors from other states. And if folks come to Canyonlands or Zion and you have pump jacks or mines at the gateway to these natural treasures, that would significantly harm the recreation economy.
So Utah is not the only state that has looked into this idea of taking over federal land for the state. I mean, Arizona has been talking about that for some time. Why did your group decide to launch a campaign against Utah and not, say, for example, Arizona?
What we saw is that in the last legislative session in 2016, there were a bunch of bad bills all across the West, and almost all of them failed. The only place that we're seeing these bills attacking national public lands getting any sort of actual traction is in Utah.
Aaron Weiss is media director at the Center for Western Priorities, which is behind the U-Turn Utah campaign, which includes billboards on valley freeways. Utah's attorney general has not made a decision yet as to whether to actually file the suit to try to get control of federal lands. Utah State Representative Kay Christofferson is the main sponsor of a bill that sets up an account to pay for the potential suit. He says the state does not want control of national parks or monuments. It's mainly Forest Service and BLM land supporters are after. He likens the situation to that of a neighborhood.
The owner of a house takes care of the property better than a renter, and we feel like we live here, we understand it, we can do a better job, and we can do it more effectively and efficiently than the federal government.
Christofferson says he only recently found out about the Center for Western Priorities campaign. He calls it misleading.
We're saying we love the outdoors. We like the environment. We have to live in it. Of course we want to take care of it. And we just think we can do a better job and take care of our needs better than someone clear across the country that's telling us how to run our lives and our property.
And Christofferson says he is worried about the campaign having a negative impact on Utah tourism and its economy.
Yeah, it concerns me. I think they misunderstand what the goal is. We're trying to improve the parks, and we're trying to improve the lands that can be used, and we're trying to make it more available to those who want to use it. And what the federal government has been doing is actually limiting access to a lot of places.
Christofferson says part of the decision on whether to file the lawsuit will be based on the outcome of the presidential election. He says this has been an issue for years and believes a resolution will have to come from the courts.